that in a while. Absolutely love it. That was the Beatles with Twist and Shout. And earlier on in the week, I caught up with the lovely John Wilson from the Upbeat Beatles, who are the next best thing, and they are playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 30th of November. Hiya, John. Lovely to have you back on the show.
Hello, Ruth. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you very much, John. So, firstly, how was your last gig at Alexander's Live, and are you looking forward to returning on Thursday, the 30th of November?
13th of November.
God, 30th.
That's 30th. Oh, yeah, 30th. Actually, yeah, someone else said that. It's the 30th, 3-0 of November. Yeah. Yeah, they're all, they played there a few times. They love it. They love it.
Yeah.
You know, because they do, I was saying you off air earlier, they do mainly theatres now. They do probably 100 theatres a year. If you look on their website, www.upbeatbeatles.co.uk.
Yeah.
They do many theatres, but they love doing clubs because it's, you're right. You know, right in the lion's den, so to speak, and they love it.
Yeah.
And they are, you know, essentially I mean, you wouldn't have heard things like, I don't know, Penny Lane and stuff like that in when the Beatles played live. They never did all that stuff live. So you're getting best of both worlds. You're getting things like Twist and Shout and, I saw Stan in there and Can't Buy Me Love and all those, you know, I Feel Fine. But you're also getting, you know, all the later stuff that the Beatles never played live, so it's great.
Yeah, it's brilliant, it's brilliant. And you've been on the show before, haven't you, John? But remind us of your history as a band. What's the story behind it?
Well, it was formed a long time ago now, 1997.
Oh, wow, amazing.
I joined about 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. This is amazing because I'm only 30 now.
You know, so I love it.
I was only 10 when I joined band. I joined about 20 years ago. So every sort of, you know, because of, you try and keep the band young and punchy, every sort of 4 or 5, 6, 7 years, the personnel will change.
Yes.
You know, you'll get a new George, a new Ringo, whatever. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just a punchy band. It's just a real good rocking band. The history of the band, we're all over. We played for Michael Douglas in places like Bermuda. We played for the Chinese Prime Minister in China.
Amazing.
Yeah, we went to places like Nanjing. We went to the States. We went to Finland. We went to Germany. We went to France. We sort of everywhere, you know. Great because and we play to, we did one just very quickly. I remember we did this gig once, and it was where Madonna got married, Skibo Castle in Scotland, a really big posh gig, and it was for this billionaire American and all his friends.
Yeah.
And we were just setting up, and this really rich American woman walked in and she said, "Is it true? Are the Beatles really playing here?" I said, "Well, it's not the real Beatles. Two of them are dead." And she went, "Oh, okay."
You're the next best thing, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, I read this about you. The Upbeat Beatles are second to none, powerhouse vocals, precision, harmonies and tight musicianship. So what have you got up your sleeves for your set this time at Alexander's Live? Any surprises?
Yeah, there'll be, I don't know whether they're going to do the new single. What do you think of the new single? Do you like it?
We've just been discussing this, haven't we? It's a bit like, like you just said.
I'm interviewing you now.
Yeah, it's true that, yeah, it's true that what you said, that with the Beatles songs, each one is very different. This one is very different. It's definitely a grower. At first, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, I was expecting a little bit more. But then the more I hear it, the more I love it. So that's my answer to your question.
we were saying that the Beatles songs are like people. You know, you don't you have to get to know them. And then you think, do I like them, do I not? But I've always been not sure. And then you hear it another time, and then you think, gosh, it's great, you know, and then it's with you forever. And I think it's one of those, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be crash, bang, wallop at Alexander's, you know. They'll belt through the set list. They do so many songs.
Yeah.
Probably get through 25, 30 songs.
Oh, wow.
And as I say, hearing that later stuff in a club atmosphere over a few drinks will be great.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I also read this about you guys. The guys have an easy, happy rapport with any crowd, giving them a reputation to be envied as best in the business. There isn't a band to touch them. So Beatles fans really need to book their tickets, don't they? And they don't necessarily need to be Beatles fans either, just lovers of good music, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a Beatles fan, you'll love it. And if you're not a Beatles fan, you'll still love it. I mean, don't forget, this band put together, like I told you, 20 odd years, and they do over 120 shows a year. So you could imagine how sharp they are.
Definitely.
You know?
Yeah. So lastly, John, where can you be looked up online for people to hear you, find out more about you, and keep up with your movements and listen to your music?
www.upbeatbeatles.co.uk.
Brilliant. And
that's 30th of November.
30th of November. Yeah, the time's going so fast that it doesn't surprise me that you said the 13th, because literally it's like Groundhog Day. And
do you
Groundhog
think this year's gone quick?
I think it's gone quick, but this week feels like it's been about 3 weeks in 1 week. So I don't know. It's, I feel a bit all over the place with time at the moment.
I know. We've both had stressful weeks this week.
We haven't we? We've got through them. Yeah. So lastly, I love this quote, John. If you love the Beatles, you'll love this show. And if you don't love the Beatles, you'll love this show. As you just said, you don't need to be a lover of the Beatles necessarily, just a lover of good music, but Beatles fans really do need to book their tickets as well, don't they?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, it's been a pleasure catching up, John. Wishing you the very best for your gig at Alexander's Live on Thursday and for the Christmas season and into 2024 as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Brilliant. Send my love to the rest of the band. Thank you, John.
I will do.
Thank you
so much. And listen, if I don't speak to you, first time I've said that this year, have a lovely Christmas.
You too. Happy Christmas.
Okay.
Thanks, John. That was the lovely John Wilson there from the Upbeat Beatles, who are playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 30th of November. Here is the Beatles' new song. What do you make of it? It's a grower, in my opinion. It's Now and Then. Enjoy.
I know it's true. It's all because of you.
grower, because when I first heard it, I was thinking, is it? I don't know. I don't know whether I like it, or I don't know whether it's a bit like Marmite for me. But now I absolutely love it. That was the Beatles' new song, Now and Then. If you want to see the next best thing to the Beatles, then make sure you book your tickets for the Upbeat Beatles gig, which is happening down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 30th of November, by heading over to alexanderslive.com. Here's how